listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Ag Progress Days. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In August, we gathered stories about farm life at the Pasto Agricultural Museum at Ag Progress Days outside of State College. Today, Marilyn Bloom tells her husband, Bob, about the story of her grandfather, who came from Canada to start a farm in Michigan.
Would you please begin, Marilyn, and tell your story about your grandfather?
My grandfather's name was Richard W. Popham. He came from Strathroy, Canada. He waited until winter when Lake Huron was frozen over with a team of horses and a wagon. He found 80 acres of land in a small town not far from Bad Axe, Michigan. He bought it on a land grant from the government for $3. He cleared the property, built a cabin, and went back to Strathroy, Canada, where he brought his wife and children back when the lake was frozen. My father was not born in Canada. His name was Gordon Popham. He was born later in the marriage. He was the last child. And Kendy, Michigan, at one time, was the Navy bean center of the world. And I remember one of our winter projects was we took a bag of Navy beans and we picked out the cull beans, because if there were no cull beans in that bag of beans, my father received more money for that beans. And I must remember to tell you that my brother still owns that farm. It's located 1/2 mile west of the blinker light at Kendy, Michigan. And it's been in the same family for over 100 years.
That's quite a story. And myself was raised on a small farm in central Pennsylvania up at Clearfield. And it was a lot of hard work, but a lot of good rewards. But you learn many things, how to do the crops. And when I was a boy, we used to go out and pick blackberries in an old homemade tractor. We'd pick blackberries by the washtubs full.
Being raised on a farm, I think we have been taught one thing, that is to work hard. And my father always taught us to save money. So I think we all have benefit from the things that we were taught on that farm. I think farming is a very hard work, but it's good, clean living. And we must remember today, we must keep the farmers in business, because they are the people that feed us. Their pay is not as great as going to work in a factory or something, but the rewards are great. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to my story. I hope everyone enjoys it.
And we just love the Ag Progress Days. It brings a lot of good memories and a lot of good things. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Marilyn Bloom and her husband, Bob. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.